Sheep and goats still going strong. Welcome in. Hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We got a little over 1,000 head here today, which is a great number for us.
A lot of sheep and goats filed through the sale barn at Tennessee Livestock Producers in Columbia this week. Manager Josh Woodard says it was the largest sale so far this year.
It's during Ramadan, the holiday. Prices, of course, are reflecting it. We're selling goats for $365 a pound, so it's kind of the time of year to sell them.
And in still keeping with government guidelines on social distancing, sellers bringing in their livestock for the most part just waited to be unloaded, and access for buyers and sellers was restricted in the sale barn.
So we have to limit who comes in, but we also, people have been great about how we unload, you know, just keeping their distance or even staying in the vehicle. And we're just limited to our normal meat buyers, but they understand what we're going through.
Josh Woodard says over 1,000 head of sheep and goats were brought to the auction from Tennessee farmers and well beyond.
We have sellers from Georgia, Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Virginia. Had somebody from Augusta, Georgia here today. I mean, just all over the Southeast, really.
And just like the sellers, the buyers are coming from all over as well.
Virginia, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Alabama. These goats and sheep go all over basically the East Coast, from Florida to New York to Maine. Some of these would end up in Maine.
Woodard says he expects numbers to continue to be strong at auction as we move through the spring and into summer. Because of COVID-19, traditional markets for lamb during Easter were down by as much as 50%. Now, goats are bringing a little higher than sheep, and again, there's a strong ethnic demand for that meat as well.
This has been the highest market this year so far.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.